This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. For one night only, a play that in its own way commemorates the events of 9/11 will be performed in Orlando 25 years later. It's called The Guys, and it's written by award-winning journalist Ann Nelson. It's based on Nelson's true story about helping a bereaved fire captain write eulogies for the firefighters he'd lost on 9/11 for their memorial services just a few weeks after the attacks. The performance happening next Friday is a dynamic staged reading, and it's presented by a who's who of Orlando theater. Becky Fisher and Joe Swanberg star, David Lee, formerly of Orlando Shakes, directs, and Margaret Nolan, founder of Kanga Girl Productions, produces. Nolan is a research psychologist by day, and she merges her two worlds with an approach to artistic endeavors that she calls healing theater. But first, she says, to understand the power of the play, The Guys, we need to understand its writer, Ann Nelson.
She was at an event, and a friend of hers said, I have a friend of a friend who's a fire captain, and he lost 8 of his men in the tragedy. And this was only a couple weeks after the tragedy.
So it was very fresh.
Very fresh. And asked her, since she was a writer, if she could help him write the eulogies for these 8 men because he was really struggling. And she said, well, I've never actually done that, but I've written speeches, so absolutely I'll help him. So she met with him, and in the course of a long afternoon, she asked him questions about the men, each man, and their stories, their families, a little bit about their personalities. And then over the course of the afternoon, she pretty much got what she needed. She wrote the eulogies. He delivered them. And then a few weeks later, she was at a dinner party. She happened to be friends with Sigourney Weaver and Sigourney Weaver's husband, who was the artistic director for the Flea Theater, which was in New York. And he heard her story and said, I'd like for you to write a play about that, that we will present at the Flea Theater. And she said, well, I've never written a play. He said, well, we'll help you if you need. So in 9 days, she wrote this play, which is essentially her experience of a writer and a fire captain writing eulogies, but to celebrate the joyful lives that these men had. And then within 17 weeks of 9/11, they mounted it at the Flea Theater with Bill Murray and Sigourney Weaver. It's a two-hander. It's the fire chief and a writer, but it's really about the stories about the men. And they sort of turned grief and loss, turned it on its ear a little bit, where it became this joyous celebration about these men and their lives in the firehouse and their lives outside the firehouse. And then since then, it's been done in all 50 states and at least 17 countries. And the last time I looked at the map and the Concord Theatricals, you know, they've given licenses to, I think, 32 different theater companies to do it within this month and next month. It's beautiful. It's not sad. There are poignant pieces, but it's essentially what I would like to present as much as I can, which is healing theater, theater that can heal. We did the same sort of thing after the Pulse shootings with some plays I curated from 13 different local playwrights about their experience, you know, from the as a community. But again, it's not sad. There are poignant parts, but it is celebrating the life of these heroes and these somewhat ordinary day heroes who are just going to work that day, you know? Like we all go to work on one day, and we never know what's going to happen. And these folks had full lives at home, and this is just celebrating their life. And there may be some tango involved.
Some tango?
Yes.
That I did not expect.
Yeah. Ann Nelson had a piece of music composed especially for this show, and I don't want to give anything away. But anyway, you know, dance and theater and art has been proven scientifically and otherwise, anecdotally, to be healing for individuals, for a community, for the society. It's our cultural footprint writ large.
Besides the obvious that this is marking the 25th year since this happened, why else do you think this piece is important now?
I do think our society writ large and our communities are still under this cloud of uncertainty. If it didn't start with COVID, it certainly was exacerbated by this whole pandemic that most of us have lived through, but a lot of people lost lives during that time period. But the collective consciousness of our community, I think there is room for the arts, in addition to science and our everyday lives, for healing. I know a lot of folks turn to social media. I think some of us have looked for distractions and ways to disassociate with realities of things that are going on. Many things we cannot control, some things that we can control in the way in which we can't control. Go vote. We can do things in our community to help. I do think that helping others, and this is going to sound like a bumper sticker or whatever, but in some way, shape, or form, you know, attending arts, helping to create arts, performing in the arts, donating to the arts, all of these ways can help keep alive this cultural artifact that makes us human. When you sit in an audience with other people on any given epoch, a night or a time, that is a one-time experience. You cannot recreate that one time, whether it's a concert or a movie, like being out at the movie theater. Yes, it's great to watch it at home in your recliner with your cat on your lap and with all your snacks. But sometimes experiencing those things in the collective brings about some other kind of healing that you're not even aware of at the time.
What would you like people to take away from seeing this?
I would love for people to take away that we don't know what people are going through. We don't know their lives, but every life that is lost is precious. They all had lives. They all had full lives. And I would hope that people would take away the humanity and our collective compassion for each other, regardless of our differences or whatever, that we take away that there are tragedies that happen, but we still need to celebrate that these lives were precious. Yes, these firemen, this was their job, but, you know, I don't think they were trained for that particular type of tragedy, and nobody knew what was going on at the time and what the actual enormity that was happening. But I hope that people take away a shared experience of community and potentially healing and a sense of shared humanity writ large.
That was Margaret Nolan of Kanga Girl Productions, producer of the play The Guys. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for joining us for Spotlight.